A bipartisan caucus of Utah House and Senate members has unveiled a package of air pollution bills. They say the proposals will make Utah's air easier to breathe. The measures include incentives for consumers to buy cleaner snowblowers and weed whackers. There's one bill that would ban medical waste incinerators, and another proposal would allow the state to authorize environmental regulations that are more rigorous than federal laws. Layton Republican Representative Stephen Handy is a member of the Air Quality Caucus. He says the legislature is ready to clean up the air.
It's going to be quite an education process, but I believe that the public who values and wants to improve air quality will let their legislators know that this is a top priority.
At this time last year, there were no air quality bills filed before the session. This year, there are already 15 in some phase of drafting, and even more could be proposed. The heightened awareness on the Hill is partly a response to the public outcry last year after a long winter of dirty air. It's also a sign that leaders want to preserve a quality of life in Utah while allowing development to continue. Democrat Patrice Aaron is a co-chair of the caucus. She says public outcry is motivating the legislature to action.
I think the public has been a very big part of this. I can tell you that I get more email now about air quality than I get about education, which is a very critical issue. The public is very concerned, and this is not just affecting the health of the members of the public. It's affecting our economy, and I think that's why some of the legislators got involved.
The single measure that is expected to have the biggest impact on Utah's air quality hasn't been written yet. It's the budget bill lawmakers will write during the 45-day legislative session. Governor Gary Herbert has proposed $18 million to beef up air programs. That's a big contrast to past years, when the legislature cut back on air monitors and air division staff. The legislative session begins on Monday. Judy Fays, KUER News.